Hi, this is attorney Marco Schiavo, and welcome to the Simmons & Schiavo Estate Planning Podcast Series. This podcast accompanies Module 6 of our unique 7-module estate planning process. Module 6 is called Asset Alignment, and this is probably one of the most unique and valuable steps in our process. When you sign your estate plan, when you sign your trust, the process is not over. For your plan to work when it's needed most, your assets need to be placed in or connected to the trust. We call this asset alignment. Keep this in mind. As long as you're the trustee of the trust, then you control the trust. You can always amend or revoke the trust. So even though you're transferring the title to your assets that would otherwise be subject to probate into your revocable trust, you still own it. You still control it. And you can still do whatever you want with those assets. Don't be afraid to transfer the assets into the trust. Module 6, the asset alignment process, is actually a mini process inside the big process. By that, we mean that we have several steps that we take with you. We'll be providing you something called an asset alignment worksheet, but we don't expect you to fill the entire worksheet out all by yourself. We'll sit down, or we'll talk over the phone, whatever's most convenient, and go over it. And what we'll want is copies of the deeds to all of your real estate, the statements from your checking accounts, the savings accounts, investment accounts, mutual funds, and recent statements for your IRAs and 401ks. With IRAs and 401ks, we'll also need blank change of beneficiary documents so that we can prepare new ones for you. If you have a financial advisor, we'll want to get him or her involved in the process so we can work together as a team. We'll send them a copy of this podcast for them to listen to. The financial advisor should know that our office will be in contact with them to discuss and coordinate the retitling of assets and changing the beneficiary designations to the various IRA accounts, 401k accounts, life insurance policies, and annuities. If you own any closely held business interests, such as a family company or an interest in a non-publicly traded stock or something of that sort, bring that information in as well. That's something we'll help title into the trust. If there are any promissory notes, if someone owes you money or if you have a recorded mortgage where someone is paying you back money that you lent to them, those are the sorts of things that we'll want copies of because those need to be aligned with your trust. Hopefully, all of your stocks that you own are titled inside of a brokerage account. That's called being owned in street name. We want to make sure that your stocks and bonds are all held in a brokerage account. If you own any stock certificates that might be sitting around in your house or have been sitting in a safe deposit box, we ask that you take them down to your financial advisor and have them title them into the brokerage account. Asset alignment involves transferring your assets to your trust. It takes quite a bit of time, and it's labor-intensive. First, we have to make sure that we have the correct forms to complete, as your financial institutions change them frequently. We'll fill out the forms for your signature and submit that documentation to your financial institution. Our next step is to make sure that it doesn't sit unprocessed on a pile on someone's desk, or worse, that it's not processed correctly, which happens fairly often. We verify that it's done and done correctly, because if it isn't, it could lead to a probate, which is what we're trying to avoid, or even worse, it could be paid to the wrong beneficiaries. We work to make sure that doesn't happen. We include the alignment of a certain number of assets as part of our standard fee, and this is specified in our engagement agreement. An example of this might be the preparation of a deed, or it could be a transfer of a brokerage account. It could be the transfer of a mutual fund. Most people that have a few brokerage accounts and a couple properties and a couple savings accounts, they're just fine. They don't have to worry about going over the allotted number. Some clients do, however, go over the allotted number included in the fee agreement. And when you go over that number, as you'll see in the asset alignment worksheet, there are extra fees incurred because we're spending a lot of time transferring those assets into the trust. That's something we'll discuss more in detail as we begin the asset alignment process. There are a few items that our office will not handle as part of the asset alignment. For example, one item that's not included in our work for asset alignment is when you have real estate that's not in Massachusetts. We are licensed Massachusetts attorneys. We're not licensed in other jurisdictions. If you have real estate in other jurisdictions, we're going to work with the attorney of your selection and will instruct that attorney on how to prepare the deed and how to title it into your trust. That's important to do if you intend on holding that property for a number of years, because if you don't put the property in your trust, it could be subject to an ancillary probate administration at your death, which is time-consuming and expensive. That attorney's fees will be separate and apart from our fees, and again, we're happy to work with the attorney of your choice. If you don't have an attorney in that jurisdiction, we can find one for you. That's the asset alignment process. It's a critical part of the process. Assets that are not aligned with your trust may be subject to probate upon your death, and one of the good reasons to do a revocable trust is to avoid the probate process. What a lot of other firms do, or what we used to do at our firm, is hand our client an instruction sheet and tell them to go do it and transfer their assets. But we found one of three things happen. Either they didn't actually transfer the assets, or they did it halfway, or somehow it was done incorrectly. We avoid this by helping you with this process. We hope this asset alignment process provides you with a lot of confidence and clarity. We will be in contact with you, your financial advisor, and your financial planners to complete this process, and we look forward to speaking with you all soon.